here we are. It's Friday morning, and Nevin is with. Nevin, thank you for coming in.
Good morning.
You're, you're probably out in the car, are you? In the old 1967 High Ace, driving around with books, selling them wherever you get. Anyone will open the shop for you.
You know me too well.
I suppose it's true. But anyway, so what have you got for me today?
Well, I'm thinking of kind of speedy weekend or midweek lunches that are just really tasty.
Okay.
We're going to do a 10-minute cream of tomato soup. So this is very simple. It serves
now. Tell me why, honestly. Tell me why I should do this and not buy the packet.
Good question. I mean, I think when you make something from scratch, which you are, you're going to use really good Italian tomatoes, which we'll talk about in a minute.
All right.
But you know what goes into it. Yeah. You know, all we have is just some tomatoes. We have onion, garlic in that. We have a little bit of stock, milk and cream, and that's it, Marty. There's no additives.
Yes,
it's
yes.
very natural. It's delicious. You can do this with peppers too. So I think when you make something from scratch, it's something that tastes well, but you know what goes into it.
Yeah.
And this is where you can get your children helping, you know, and see how simple it is to make a tomato soup.
Yes, okay.
Yeah,
all right.
To be honest with you, you know.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's
like,
a good answer.
Tomato soup, I like. I don't make an awful lot, if I'm going to be honest with you. And I do love tomatoes, by the way. I really, really do.
Yeah.
This is using some whole Italian tomatoes. The best variety are San Marzano. So my work with Simply Better, I go and I meet producers and that, and I met this family who actually produced the tomatoes for Simply Better in Italy. Could have been nearly 5 or 6 years ago.
Right.
And they make this lovely tomato and basil sauce, but no added sugar, which is interesting. And you've been to Italy, you know it's the intense sun, it's the wonderful rich soil, the volcanic soil, and Puglia, which is a really, really beautiful part of Italy. They're reckoned of the best tomatoes in the world. That's what the
And do you reckon?
Tomatoes. Oh, I think they're amazing.
Really?
Oh, I think they are. Oh, I think they're absolutely fantastic.
And that's where these come from.
Yeah, the San Marzano tomatoes.
San Marzano.
That's what they call. So we heat a little bit of olive oil. One onion, chopped or sliced, it doesn't really matter. I have one clove of garlic. You can put in 2 or 3 cloves of garlic. Let that cook for about 2 or 3 minutes. And then you're going to get 2 cans of the whole or plum tomatoes, or you can use the chopped tomatoes. If you can, ask at the San Marzano. Look at the back of the tin. It will say it. If they're Italian tomatoes, they should be the San Marzano tomatoes.
Right.
So you're going to put that in, and then what you're going to do is put in some stock. I'm using some chicken or vegetable stock, about 300 mils. Then I'm going to enrich it with some milk and some cream. Now, you can kill 2 birds with the one stone. So I love adding cream and milk, but you can use what's called a Jersey milk. It's from a Jersey cow.
Yes.
Produced in Cork. I love it in coffee.
I don't see Jersey milk anywhere.
Yeah,
at all.
You do. Yeah, Simply Better launched it. It's from a Cork. It's from the Little Dairy, and they're based in Carlow, but it's from a farm in Cork.
I haven't heard of Jersey milk for years.
Marty, it makes the most beautiful ice cream.
Hang on, is that like half and half in America?
It probably is, actually.
Half and half is. It's milk and cream.
Yeah, it's a really rich cream. I wouldn't put it into cereal, personally.
No.
I make it with porridge the odd time. I make rice pudding with it, but you could use it in the soup here, milk and cream.
Well, I love half and half in my coffee in the States.
Absolutely.
So it must be the same thing.
The Jersey milk. I must get you a carton.
I'll have
next
to get
time
a carton.
I'm up, okay?
You're all right. Don't be worried about it. That's fantastic.
I'll give you the money instead.
No.
Right? Maybe from
$1.50.
No, it's a really lovely. It's a really lovely milk. So it is, and it's just fantastic. And people think, "Oh, does it come from Jersey?" No, it's the breed of cow.
No,
it's from County Cork. So it is.
You're saying as opposed to milk and cream. If you can get the Jersey, put it in.
I was just thinking about it because I'm just thinking off the cuff, you know, with you in studio, and I was thinking, why not try this milk, because it's creamy, it's rich, and it's just beautiful. It really is fantastic. I actually use it in my own soup at home. So you put that in at the end, and if you don't want to add the cream or milk or whatever, that's actually okay too.
Yes.
I would increase the stock. So instead of 300 mils, I'd go maybe an extra 200 mils of stock.
Okay.
And that can be vegetable or chicken. And we've mentioned that lovely Carol many times in your show.
Yes, yes.
Very clean product again, Irish company, really, really lovely. So then when you bring it to the boil, let it simmer for 5 minutes, hand blend it. I would throw in a handful of fresh basil, salt and pepper, and that's it.
Away that's lovely.
It's delicious.
That's lovely.
Delicious.
Well, you've answered the question, why do you make your own soup? I tell you, that's our question.
To serve with that.
Yes.
Some herby cheese and bacon scones.
Oh, look at this.
So these are different to your kind of classical scones that are lovely with jam and your afternoon tea and whatever like that. These are kind of a savoury scone, which is a little bit different.
Which I love.
Yeah. Okay.
Because I'm not... and I don't like particularly sweet scones and stuff, but that the Herbie lads.
See, the problem is I like both.
But it's not showing on you.
He's so nice.
I am a
spoofer. Put you over on radio.
Spoofer.
Go on. Marty, okay, so yes. What we're going to talk about, this will make eight, and we'll go through the recipe. First thing, we're going to talk about the bacon. So we're going to use either a bit of smoky bacon, or in Italy they will use pancetta, which is kind of cured belly, and cut into cubes, and you're going to fry that off in the pan with a little bit of oil. So you start that cooking process, and that's going to give the scones beautiful flavour. Then into a bowl, you're going to get self-raisin flour, bacon powder, so that's two raisin agents in it. You're going to put a little bit of English mustard powder, which is optional. Not everyone likes it, yeah. But it's going to give a wonderful, interesting kind of savoury note.
If you didn't put it in, is there an alternative or just
it's fine?
Just
leave. Do you know what I would do? I would jazz it up with maybe a teaspoonful or two of pesto.
Okay.
Which would be
all
really
right, yeah,
interesting.
Yeah?
So into that, you're going to rub in 3 ounces of butter. You're going to put in some chopped herbs, and I'm just using some chives, or you can use parsley. Now, some cheddar. There's a Drina cheddar, which is based in Cork, and it's one of the best cheddars I've ever tasted. It's from Bandon Co-op, and it's an everyday cheddar. They have a mature, they have an extra mature.
Oh, what is
vintage.
It? Is it creamy?
It
or
is like, delicious.
Right.
It is beautiful, creamy. It's the nicest cheddar I've tasted.
Okay.
And it was a two-year project. The Kevin Sheridan cheeses partaked. We used to go down and taste it every 6 months to see the whole aging process. It's as good a cheddar as there is in the country. It's fantastic.
Okay.
Drina cheddar. Look out for it. Grate some of that. So that's about 8 ounces I'm putting into that. And then we're going to put some buttermilk. We're going to bind it together with some buttermilk. So about 185 millilitres of buttermilk.
Okay.
Mix that all together. Preheat your oven at 220. So when you if your scone's all mixed, you put in your bacon, mix that through, you kind of flatten it down. You can use a rolling pin, or you can do it by hand. You don't have to be too rustic or too perfect with
okay.
this. So Marty, if you cut them into about maybe 2, maybe 3 inches with a kind of like a cookie cutter, and then you bake that off at a good hot oven, 220 is
a. Do you make them as well?
How do you mean?
Cookie cutters.
They're on the way.
They're on the way. I knew.
He knows me too well.
I do.
So what you do,
Marty, of the range,
you cut out your little scones, bake them off. But a wee tip just for your listeners, instead of baking them straight away, if you wanted to get ahead of yourself, what we do in the restaurant when we make scones, if we're making a batch of them, we actually put them raw into the freezer, and then say we have somebody that wants scones and we don't have any made, we take them from the freezer and bake them from frozen. Just a wee tip for you, just that'll work beautifully, trust me on that.
Okay.
So these are going to take roughly about 18 to 20 minutes to bake until they're golden brown, and that depends on a few things. The size of them, the thickness of them, so just until you hear that little hollow when you tap the brown bread.
Yes,
I'm slapping my hand here, but it's just you tap the scone and you know when they're golden brown, because that's a very hot oven now. So if you find that they're browning too much, reduce it by 20
Sounds
degrees.
Lovely.
It's a fan oven. So those scones are lovely with lots of lovely butter, and then serve them with the soup. Or they could be lovely in their own.
They're lovely
so with
the soup.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that like it's herby cheese, I just
herby so. Cheese, I love it.
Scones. No, I think that's lovely. And then the cream of tomato soup. That sounds fantastic.
Well, I like it.
I have to get the old jersey sorted out now.
In
the meantime, there is a song by Pink Martini, and it is called Hang On, Little Tomato.
Wow, I love it.
You know?
You're brilliant.
A song for every moment. And by the way, don't forget, Nevin's Recipes, Marty in the Morning, RTÉ Lyric FM, there they sit and are there for you to peruse and to use anytime you're passing. Or, of course, as always, Learn to Cook with Nevin, the new book, you see? For no money, I'm doing this. For nothing, I'm giving you free plugs here.
Thank you, Marty. A big hug. But it's doing really well, and it's a very, I think, user-friendly book.
Good for you. And you look very well on it, too. Picture was
Photoshop
taken,
is amazing.
Was that taken in the early 90s, that picture, was it?
I'll see you next week. Bye.
Yes, Pink Martini.